Remember, don't worry about the concept of you doing your part. And after we do that, we're going to have time of worship and rededicating ourselves to the work of God, to the ministry of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. These baskets, they are looking for offerings. They put offerings so that the ashes can be moved if I keep them. Hallelujah. It's Paul. He likens the church to the human body. It's when we understand the church as a human body that will function very well. And I'm being deliberate by sharing this on the first day. Because you know what? Most of the things that we do in church, it's a matter of choice. He said, you choose. Everything that you do, praying is a choice, giving is a choice. But your choice is informed by your worldview. So a Christocentric worldview will help you to make Christ-centered choices. Don't come up with all these concepts or these philosophies. My hands be suggested. Praise the Lord.
Happy New Year. Say to your neighbor, Happy New Year.
So, to be effective, all of us here at individual level, even as POZ, because this is our team as POZ, doing my part. We cannot be an effective Christian if you haven't understood the body function as presented in the New Testament. You'll never be an effective Christian. Hallelujah. So, 1 Corinthians 12:30 says, we were all baptized by one spirit so as to form one body.
Please, it's not just this local church as a body, even the body of Christ.
This is why when we were praying yesterday, we were praying for all the churches. And did you? Yesterday, we took time to pray for all the churches, mention all the churches that you know, because we are the body of Christ. Forget about all these competitions and comparisons that we do. It's an analogy of the first Corinthians chapter 10. The moment you find yourself saying, so-and-so is better than so-and-so, comparing
themselves with one another, they become foolish.
So we were all baptized into one body. Removing the mumwechete tape.
Hallelujah. We are one body. Try to remove the mumwechete tape.
I am a member. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
So, here's the deal.
Whether I like it or not, I'm a part of you. You're a part of you. Because you are one of you. Whether I worship you or not, we are true Christians. We are still members. My thoughts are the whole world. This is why I always tell you, you don't evangelize to yourself. We don't evangelize.
God has allowed different expressions of the body of Christ.
That because my test is like a siyama. Amen.
It's God who has done it. That's why we've got the new part. To go here, go there.
It's God who has done it.
Now, Romans 4:5. So in Christ, though many, we form one body. And each member belongs to all others. Tell your neighbor, you belong to me. And I belong to you. You tell your neighbor, Sasha, who you are. Who you are.
We are the body of Christ. So when you talk about doing your part as a world church, you got to understand it comes from your understanding of the church as a body.
It looks like we are already filling up. Praise the Lord, so that people can have the space. Because you are in a wound, so that you can go to my
it's alright, it's a good thing.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen, 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 amen.
We were still in the festive mood. Hallelujah. Just as the body, though one has many parts, all its members form one body, so it is with Christ. And here we go. Ephesians 4:4, there is one body, one spirit, just as you were called to one body when you were called. So we are body. So we are body. A pure world with God. God is a good God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And he's a faithful God. And he's called us. Remember. Ugataza will be said the church as a body, it will struggle to function. Ephesians 1:20-20. I'm just giving you all these verses that show us that we are a body. It says, God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body. Christ is the head of the church.
The head of the church is
Christ. You may be proud and say, I don't know brothers, I don't have that. And yes, and sometimes when you do this, you are not rebelling against that which is rebelling against God. Because it's the essentially, you are not just rebelling against your sister, you are rebelling against the man. You say, I'm not going to perform my duty because I don't like my sister. But it's the father who has said these things must be done. You're not rebelling against him. So the same is asking the house of God. Everything that we do, we must do, understanding that the head of the church is Christ. By the way, in the Bible, even your own spirit belongs to Christ. The time of Jesus was so, they don't belong to the men of God, they belong to the God of men. So we bear ourselves before God, is the head. Now, how does the body grow? We're talking about doing our part. How does the body grow? And that's where we're. Ephesians 4:16 says, for in him the whole body joined and held together by how many? Every means what? Even in the Greek, every means every. So if you are a part of the church and you are not doing nothing, you are just disobeying this verse.
Hallelujah.
Find somewhere where you go. I'm not here expecting every Sunday everyone will be doing something. But you find something that you say, I can do this. Once a month I can teach children. Because the growth, the secret to the growth of the world is every
person doing something.
It grows and builds itself in love.
As
each part, as our parts, Pakanzi chini? That's what? Each part does its work. Not each part evaluates the work of the other part. If one part is not going to be able to do it, themselves official umpires on behalf of God. Therefore, they VAR on behalf of God. And when something happens to the church, they go to the VAR and say, according to the VAR, this message is offside, offside. You are the offside umpire. Amen. Work. I like Romans 2:14. Today you are going to be saturated with scripture. It says, now then, each one of us will stand before God and give an account. Do you know what you shall be asking? But you, myself, even when you go before God, you won't say, myself. You say, but you said, you want to go to 20 and you go to your restaurant. What happened? It's, you know, my husband was like this. Does your husband carry a sword in his pocket? Do your part, have you? Hallelujah. So, this is how it grows. Now, I want to give you the keys to each part, not pack, working. How can each part work in the kingdom? I want to give you 12 keys quickly. We just surrender ourselves in worship to God and enjoy. Key number one, salvation. You cannot function unless and until you are saved. Remember, at the point of salvation, that's where we are baptized into the body of Christ. We are called to salvation, then called to sanctification, then called to service, then called to submission. So the first call of every Christian is the call of salvation. Have you been born again by receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? That in itself can activate you to participate. Then we're going to talk with them. They're going to join a church. I'm going to talk to them about opening. 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 For the things that I never used to do, I now do because I am saved. So, number one key to saving God, salvation. By bringing the message of salvation,
Yeah.
Yes, I have to pray to see where God is directing. Let me tell you something. I was sharing a dream from my life. I said, any heaven word that rises to God is better.
I don't know.
big number, you can go to them.
I was so like,
Maturity in the body of Christ. If you're quiet,
this one here, and the other one, and the other is the pastor. But I'm sure this one, and the other one, and the other one.
You are gifted, but now you are going to hide your gift. You think it's a mature, and you know, in the Bible, you can't look at and talk about it. You see, now, you're actually being immature. Hallelujah. I was saying sometimes I find it very interesting. People who split from churches, no. Like people who split from people. Ah, no, people. These people. They are brothers. Brothers.
Brothers. Same man, same man.
But they went and both started their own different denominations. So if you are splitting because you don't agree with these people and you are the two mature ones, how come the two of you can't be united? You are struggling with 10,000 people being united. The mature believers make immature decisions and leave the church in the hands of the immature. Ah, dataura. 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 So, ministries are not in the hands of the mature. You know, Anamar, please, Dakota, spiritual maturity. You ought to be a teacher. When you are a teacher, the Bible says Acts 1:1, the things that Jesus began both to do and to teach. Amen. Another way of serving, Ephesians 4:7, is when you know your spiritual gift. You play your part when you know your spiritual gift. In the nature and agapora, couldn't you shumire? Couldn't deepen? Couldn't dise? Mumambo amari. Unachicha agapora namari. Kutu ise mumambo amari. There is no one who God sent to this world empty-handed.
Hallelujah.
Know your spiritual. We've got a very good lesson for knowing your spiritual needs, which we have taught and taught and taught and taught. There are some people, they say, I need to be sent because they are my spiritual gifts. But we have taught this. know your spiritual gift. Where do you fit in? Because as a child of God, God has given you something. I found Colossians chapter 3 very interesting. That when I know Colossians, a forgiving heart. Colossians chapter 3 talks more about the heart than anything. So you will be able to play your part in the house of God with a forgiving heart. Let me tell you something. One of the most fundamental things of being a strong and a pure person is learning to forgive. There's unforgiveness in this house. There's some people, we are just offended by them. Please, hear me. And I want you to hear me clearly. If there's someone also a poor, Mpue, can I also not also go to a teacher change because you are being a hypocrite? Forgiveness is important. Don't be a prisoner of unforgiveness. We all have got past issues that if you don't do it, forgive.
Everyone say forgive.
Turn to your neighbor and say forgive me. Unforgiveness. And once I'm graduated,
thank you.
But he stands by door to greet people and ask. What am I saying? May God make sure your heart is boiling in the Lord in 2020. Serve all that you will serve the Lord, not people. Paul was very thirsty. He says, nowhere, don't see people. Because Paul was there to go on a man, but she will have a power. He says, no more will see. Because one time, I don't know, I don't see anyone more. God help you. Being spiritual minded. How many do you have now? Those who are ready? 12. I must. You are looking at me. Remember, Bishop Doug, you know what he says? 120 reasons why you must evangelize. Me, I'm just giving you 12. That's 10% of Doug Edward News this morning. 120 reasons why you must evangelize. 36 reasons why you must marry a believer. The one who does these things, I'm saying, hey, Charlie! He says, I see these Ashanti boys behaving like I'm making it. Charlie, you are Ghanaian. Very funny.
He ever speak for my people. This year I'm going to take time to talk about hearing and speaking for my people. Because there's a lot of us who think kindly while we are Christians. Even the way we teach our children, we need so kind. But the Bible says we have the mind of Christ. So
when we get born again, we get the mind of Christ. How come is it our thinking is not Christ?
Part in the body of Christ. What am I saying? I'm saying, people of God, we are world changers. Do your part. And this is what I'm saying. Those are the key things to you doing your part. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. I know I've disappointed somewhere expecting Pastor will last.
That's where we're going to start.